Hello guys, and welcome to my fifth episode for Pulse Radio. This is September edition, and I can feel changes in the air. Climate is changing, people are coming and going. Starting to get empty here on the island, but I'm gonna stay here for a bit. Plan is to be here for October, November, and be very, very productive in the studio. And then let's see where the winter takes me. In this episode, I've got Blondish with me. Blondish consists of two girls, Viv and Anastasia, who I actually met 3 years ago via a Gumtree ad for a room they were renting out in their flat in London. I never ended up taking the room, actually. But me and Viv kept in touch ever since on Skype, and I was really happy to catch up with them again today here in Ibiza. I've got some new unreleased stuff in this show, of course, some current stuff and some old stuff. I've got Teenie's new track, which is coming out in a month's time here. She was with me a couple of episodes ago, so I'm happy to give you a preview of her new track now. And then Blondish is gonna be sharing something very, very super early, a preview that might almost be like 7 years ahead of its time. Let's see. I'm gonna leave you now with Die Vogel, which means the birds on German. This duo is coming from Hamburg, and this track, Mesmerize, came out a little time ago this summer on Pampa. We'll be right back. going straight in with a remix of the band Haraket and their track Taint. And the girl who did the remix is called the Mukadem. This is my favorite track from the new Hot Natured album that came out last week. This track is called Mercury Rising. This track makes me feel like a kid again, and who doesn't want to be a kid? Jump around on the dance floor and never stop.
Mercury's rising, Mercury's
Tinian with Brooks Musher and Encroachment.
Thank you.
here it finally is, Tini's new track. This one is gonna come out on Supplement Facts, as we heard her tell us a couple of episodes ago. It's coming out in like 2 weeks, middle of October. And this is the first track in the double pack, which is called Hot Box and features Yule Groove on vocals. Continuing with some very deep stuff that I really like. This is a Patrick Bateman with Club Queen, and Billy Johnston and Gennaro Mastrantonio remix. And then we're gonna hear a new Matthias Tansman track called Tilt in Extra Ball Mix, out right now on Moon Harbor Recordings.
We'll be right back.
moving on to Hauser Latitudes now with Accent Zone and Walking and Talking, out now on Hood Tracks. Up with the Blondish Girls before the gig at Pacha with Guy Gerber later the same night. Blondish have been releasing tracks that get physical and compact, and with gigs all over the place, this is how it went.
I need a disco nap.
Yeah. We have like a 1 hour disco nap.
We have 1 hour time to disco nap and do Pilates and do our playlist and
hair and makeup and nails and wax and shave and get a massage.
All the things that girls have to do.
Yeah, of course.
We're kind of joking, but we're not.
Eyelashes extension.
Oh no, I only do that for a couple times a year.
And this all led into me asking them about Burning Man and the time they just spent there.
How many outfits did you have for Burning Man?
Two a day,
yeah. But yeah. If you don't go home, you end up wearing the same outfit.
So once I wore the same thing
for a couple days, so you have some for next year.
Outfit extension. It's a costume fashion. It's not trendy.
Yeah, but maybe the feathers thing is honestly. Like,
no, that's just done wrong. With. No offense to everyone who still wears feathers on their head. Feather mohawks. Been there.
Not done that.
Seen it way too many times. Anyways. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Because you're not supposed to wear feathers on the playa because they fall out.
Yeah, but those ones don't fall out.
And it's the whole point of Burning Man is not to leave a trace, because we're given the privilege to use this like protected area.
Yeah.
It's a national park or something.
Right.
Of sorts.
It's a desert.
Sorry.
So what she's trying to say is that you're not supposed to leave any feathers behind. And
so, but all these people wear these feathers everywhere.
But yeah, my point was that I've seen them way too much. Too many people wear them. It's kind of getting overdone.
Did it change your life?
Burning Man?
Yeah.
Oh, of course. Yeah, every year in a different way.
Yeah.
For sure. Like,
it's her third year. It's my fourth year.
Like, you, as soon as you think, okay, what can Burning Man show me this year? Like, there's nothing else that it can show you. It brings a whole new aspect to make you a better person for everyone else and yourself.
It's definitely life-changing.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It's really cliche to say that,
and
but it is.
Do you think it is, like, is it the closeness to the nature? Or is it the, interaction with the people?
Oh, yeah, it's a closeness, actually, to everyone else. I guess closest to the universe, really. And the Burning Man universe. Everyone's like one union.
It's a whole different dimension, basically. It's a whole different type of experience. It's everything to do with getting to one place to another. You know, you're not on your phone constantly. You can't really message anyone saying, oh, I'll meet you there, or I'll call you, whatever. It's just kind of like go with the flow kind of attitude. There's no money. It's like really giving. You just want to give everything and all of you all the time, and it's just everyone's so amazingly nice, and it's incredible, and everyone's beautiful, and everything's beautiful, and the art is incredible. And I mean, you just can go on forever about Burning Man. It's just,
I kind of tend to look at it like meditation. Like, it's really hard to connect to your energy body, and it's really hard to get to Burning Man. So I use that analogy. Like, but once you get there, you're connected to everyone somehow. Like, you are connected in
like
energy.
You're all one.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Somehow.
Listening to one of the latest tracks from the Blondish Compact EP that came out in July. This track is called Inward Vision and features their friend Bubu from Mexico on the vocals. Blondish are currently working on a new album, and what we're going to hear now is a very, very, very early preview of what's been going down in the studio. Now we're listening to something that you're working on right now, which is this 3-minute track.
Yes, it's our 3-minute track. We don't have a name for it.
It doesn't have a name yet, but basically we're working on some demos for our album now, so we just call them A, B, C, D, E, F, T, and then give it some
alphabet.
random, stupid name that makes no sense. So
yes, we don't have a name for it. It's no name.
But it's in position D.
Yeah, letter D.
So the far. Fourth demo. And it doesn't have a vocal either.
I don't think it needs a vocal. Anyways, we're just doing a bunch of demos for our upcoming album. This is one of them.
Do you know when it's going to come out? More or less.
Well, we have to go
May
to Mexico.
2018.
Yeah, we gave ourselves a deadline of before 2020.
Okay. Whenever we're done our album. Oh my god.
This is a really early taster.
Yeah, this is like super.
Session D can go A, it can go to
C. VIP preview right here.
Yeah, you heard it here first.
We'll be right back.
Mexico to record a lot of sounds for our album and just take like 3 weeks off and just record sounds. So I think once we put together the album and we have all these segments of tracks and, you know, scenes in Ableton or wherever we're going to do it, I think the live set will come together from that. And also, like, when we have that 3 weeks to a month off, you know, we can take time to possibly learn an instrument or whatnot. Obviously, you can't learn an instrument in 3 weeks. But at least it's a catalyst for a lot of things for the live show. Yeah, beginners.
Not complicated.
Maybe if I was 4 years old. No, because I really want to learn a guitar, a bass guitar or something. And she wants to start drumming.
I'm going to learn the triangle.
But sometimes it's better if you don't know it, you know, because that's, I mean, I said beginner's luck, but it's actually true. I found that, like, when I learned guitar, just do whatever, what sounds good, and it's not, it doesn't have to be.
Yeah, if you have an ear for it. I mean, I'm more theory-based, so I like to learn my chords, but, like, she can hear pitch quite well, so... we all learn different ways. So anyway, I think that's how the live set will come together through the album. And I mean, we'd love to do live shows. Well, we can't get booked at Picnic anymore if we don't do the live show. So we got to.
I don't know how it's gonna work though. I mean, we just saw these guys at the airport. They were on the same flight as us. So we're waiting at the carousel, and they're just waiting there for their luggage. We're waiting for like our one little piece of luggage each.
Tour manager.
And yeah, of course, but literally three guys, or maybe four, I'm not sure. They had so much gear, like boxes and boxes and boxes of like of just equipment. I was just like, wow, like blown away.
How do you take
it? You have to carry all that stuff all the time. It's insane. I couldn't imagine it.
We actually, we have a few requirements for when we get a tour manager, when we can afford one.
Oh yeah.
Not yet. Okay, so one requirement, obviously, like set up our equipment, make sure we wake up so we don't miss the flight. He must be, or she, a raw chef.
A raw food chef.
A videographer, photographer, masseuse.
Hey, and yoga.
Yoga instructor.
Oh, yes.
Yoga and Pilates instructor.
Yes. Yes, and like maybe like osteopath.
Slash... Yeah, he has to be able to make raw juices all the time.
Yeah, holistic medicine, possibly like fascia massage as well. lymphatic drainage.
Oh, and a music genius.
And I'll forward the emails to you guys.
Yeah, yeah, we're looking.
Requirement,
we're looking.
Give us a call or go on our website.
Give us a call.
1-800.
No, 1-976.
I asked Viv and Anastasia what has been their track of the summer, and that's exactly what we're listening to right now.
I used to play it a while ago, like years ago.
Like 15 years ago.
Yeah, 15. I think it came out in 2008, not sure-ish. But anyway, randomly came across it again, and then she hijacked it.
I hijacked the tracks. I loved it so much. I'm like, wow. It's by Sasse. It's called Soul Sounds, and it's a Dirt Crew remix. It's probably the only track that I like with a piano in it, with piano chords. I really don't like piano chords at all, but this one, it just works. Awesome. So yeah, we've been playing it a lot, usually for closing of our sets. But yeah, it's kind of probably time to stop now.
It is the end of the
overplayed.
Summer.
It's the end of the summer. So it's our summer track, yeah.
This summer track, I will close this month's show. Thanks so much for listening this time again, and I will see you very soon. This is Adeline on Pulse Radio.